In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome to Common Prayer. My name is Sandy Hughes, and I'm your host for day 15. We're about 2.5 weeks into Lent, and our prayer is that God is meeting you in new ways during this season of preparation. So take a minute, get comfortable as we get ready to enter our time of silence. Put the worries of the day to the side. Center your heart and your mind on God. Focus on our word today, which is peacemaker. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart as you focus on our word for the day, peacemaker, which comes from our scripture today, Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Let's enter our time of silence and meditate on the word peacemaker. When preaching the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." If we're honest, we find very little peace in our world today. We are far better at loving the idea of peace than at making peace within the reality of our lives. So what is peace? Some people say peace means the absence of fighting, or maybe avoiding a dispute. The peace Jesus is talking about here is neither of those definitions. The peace that Jesus is talking about is the presence of God's goodness and righteousness. And Jesus congratulates those who are bringing the presence of all God's best for them. His righteousness, His goodness, His rest, and His wholeness. Being a peacemaker requires us to do something. It can be costly. It requires us to go out of our way. And being a peacemaker applies to both our friends and our enemies. Jesus says farther down in Matthew 5, "Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift." Jesus is talking about relationships with other Jesus followers. Jesus says making peace with a brother or sister is more important than going to church. Presenting an offering at the altar was going to church. And Jesus says don't bother coming to church if you're bothered with a friend. Before you come to church, you go and you make things right with your friend. Notice Jesus says it's when your brother has something against you that you should act. That means we know that our friend is upset with us. God is calling us to make it right. It doesn't matter who's right or who is wrong or who started it or it's not fair. It just says you go and make it right. There's a price to pay. It might be the pain of saying, "I'm sorry, I blew it, I was wrong, would you forgive me?" It might be the pain of forgiving someone when they ask for it. It's hard to do those things, and oftentimes our pride gets in the way. If we go further down the page in Matthew 5, Jesus says, "You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Here, we're dealing with enemies. Jesus has in mind here those who hate us because of our connection with him. We are even to be peacemakers with them. We are to love them and pray for them. We are to do what God does. He gives to them every day. They never thank him. They never acknowledge him. But instead, he keeps on showering them with his blessings. Jesus says, "You do the same." Find a way to build bridges with people. Find ways to bless them. This is not always easy for us. We like to hold on to every wrong that has been done to us so we can throw it back into that person's face. It's hard to let go. But God calls us to be peacemakers. When we are peacemakers, God calls us his children. Maybe because God himself is called the God of peace? When we know the God of peace, we experience the peace of God. But when we know the God of peace, we also become peacemakers. If someone is called a child of God, that person is displaying God's character. And when we go out of our way to bring people together with God and with others, we are doing the work of God, and we look a lot like him. So as we focus on the word peacemaker today, ask God who you need to make peace with. Is it a fellow follower of Jesus? A family member? A friend? Ask God how you can be a bridge builder with people in your sphere of influence. How can you bring God's peace, grace, and blessing to them? As we close, let's pray the prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O God, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and in it is dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. So for our daily practice today, think of someone with whom you are not on good terms. Ask God, Lord, how can I be a peacemaker in this relationship? Seek God's guidance in the role of peacemaker. Thank you so much, church. We'll see you tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.